Welcome to Abil Express, Telegram. Lots to unpack today, huh?
Absolutely. This channel is a fire hose of information. Where do we even begin?
Well, the Gaza situation is still top of mind. That report about Ahmad Mansour, the Gazan journalist, tragic, especially with the conflicting reports on the casualty numbers.
Right. And then there's the talk of relocating Gazans, Trump's Gaza Freedom Zone idea. It's a bold proposition, to say the least.
I see. Bold. What do you make of those supposed staged videos coming out of Gaza, the food stall incident, for example?
Propaganda is rife in conflict zones. It's difficult to verify anything with absolute certainty.
Switching gears completely, the U.S. strikes on Yemen, 22 in one night. The Pentagon seems determined to escalate things.
It does. And the Iranians are apparently quite concerned about the accuracy of those strikes. That arrest of the senior intelligence officer, very telling.
Interesting. And speaking of Iran, what a mess with these upcoming talks. Direct, indirect, Trump and Araghchi seem to have different ideas about what's actually happening.
It certainly seems like a game of diplomatic chess. Araghchi saying the ball is in America's court. Classic.
Got it. Then there's Turkey and Israel. A deconfliction line in Syria? I'm not sure I buy that. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. And Netanyahu explicitly stated Israel's opposition to Turkish bases in Syria.
A lot of moving pieces in that region.
No kidding. And let's not forget the trade war heating up. 104% tariffs on Chinese goods, that's wow.
Wow is right. A real clash of the titans. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out for the global economy.
Absolutely. And then you have those two engineers fired from Microsoft for their protest. That's a whole other can of worms.
It is. It speaks to the broader implications of this conflict. It's not just confined to the battlefield.
Right. Anything else catch your eye?
Well, that Tunisian flag incident, calling him a martyr seems a bit much, don't you think?
Yeah, a bit of a stretch. What about that Lebanese politician declaring all Christians are Zionists? That's a take.
Certainly provocative. Lots of strong opinions flying around today.
No doubt. Well, thanks for breaking it all down with me. This is Abil Express Telegram, signing off for the day. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.